7 Things to Help You Thrive in a Chaotic World by Salon George is the reason someone still believes in magic, truth, authenticity, compassion, intelligent conversation, loyalty, courage, and love that doesn't have an agenda. Brooke Hampton. In our world today, it often feels like everything is chaotic and out of control. The news is constantly negative. We're bombarded by demands for our time and attention. And it seems like there's anger, unhappiness, and discontent everywhere. In such an environment, it's easy to feel hopeless and a sense that we will inevitably be uprooted by chaos. However, there are simple, even if not always easy, ways to stay centered in our world of chaos. Here are 7 ideas to consider. 1. Make time for yourself first. Suppose you start each day by scrolling through your favorite social media feed or checking your email. In that case, you may not realize that you're giving the first precious moments of your awakened mind over to the priorities and needs of others. Starting your days like this will likely leave you feeling anxious, worried, irritable, overwhelmed, and exhausted. One of the best ways to thrive in a chaotic world is by making time for yourself in the first moments of your day. Use this time for prayer, meditation, inspirational reading, or exercise. You can create a scheduled morning routine using any combination of these and other activities each day. 2. Connect with loved ones. It's easy to underestimate how important maintaining positive connections with loved ones can be, but it can make all the difference in helping you navigate a chaotic world. Too often, we get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives and forget to connect with our loved ones. However, it's essential to make time for those we care about. Spending time with loved ones can help us recharge and take a break from our busy lives. It can help us get back in touch with core values of connection and kindness. And, of course, regularly connecting with loved ones will help strengthen our relationships. So whether it's a phone call, a text, a walk, or a dinner date, schedule regular connection time with the people you love and care about most. 3. Simplify your life. Many things in life seem to be constantly demanding our attention. With bills, work, family, and social obligations, it can feel like we're continually juggling balls and trying not to drop any. Yet, amidst all of the chaos, it's important to find ways to simplify and streamline our lives. The most important step in simplifying is getting clear on your values and priorities. Then thoughtfully and gradually eliminate, delegate, or automate anything that is not in keeping with your highest priorities. 4. Let go. Are you holding on to something that is not serving you? Whether it's an old grudge, a negative mindset, or a toxic relationship, clinging to such things will only keep you in the grips of chaos and away from peace. Release the anger, negativity, and resentment. Let go of the fear and the doubt. Let go of the person who is always bringing you down. When you let go of what is no longer serving you, you make room for new opportunities and positive experiences. You open yourself up to new possibilities and allow yourself to grow and evolve. 5. Find your tribe. Finding others who share your values and interests can be a challenge, but it's worth the effort. When you connect with others who have similar beliefs and passions, you create a support system that can help you live your highest values and goals. Though there are many ways to connect with like-minded people online, they still fall short of making connections in person. Try going to places that are meaningful to you. Go with a sense of adventure and openness to meeting new people. You may be surprised at the quality friendships that can be formed from meeting people at church, the gym, yoga class, the bookstore, or a sporting event. It's important to mention, though, that finding your tribe is not to be confused with tribalism or blind loyalty to any one group. Instead, it means seeking out a handful of people with whom you can connect with openness and vulnerability, even when you don't see eye to eye on every important issue. 6. Nourish your soul. When you're feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, it can be helpful to take a step back and nourish your soul. You can do this through prayer, meditation, and other practices that help you connect, restore calm, and help you focus on what's most important. The important thing is to find something that works for you and stick with it. Taking time each day to focus on your spiritual well-being can help you stay healthy and balanced. 7. Be generous. There's a reason why people say that it's better to give than to receive. Doing something nice for someone is sure to brighten their day, and it doesn't have to cost anything. Just think about how happy you feel when someone does something nice for you, and then try and do the same for someone else. It can be as simple as holding the door open for someone, buying them a coffee, or texting them a word of encouragement. Little things like this can make a big difference in a person's life. And by making a difference for someone, you'll find peace in knowing that you are doing your part to make the world a better place.